This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You've probably got thoughts on climate change, right? Or the Russian invasion of Ukraine, or politics, or religion, or any one of a number of things that are happening right now. Well, after a couple of years where corporate America was making known its thoughts on those kinds of things, too, because consumers wanted them to, the tide seems to be turning. A new Bentley Gallup survey says fewer Americans, 41%, think businesses should take a public stand on current events. That is down from 48% just 1 year ago. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is on the corporate public relations peril desk today.
When deeply polarized politics became the norm sometime around 2016, Americans were grasping for some sense of control. And Barbara Kahn, a marketing professor at Wharton, says people wanted to vote, not just at the ballot box, but with their dollars.
And they started to turn to business people and think that business people could make a difference.
And boy, did businesses try. Companies marketed their way through COVID lockdowns, the murder of George Floyd, the fight over LGBTQ and reproductive rights. Now Kahn says the messages have become watered down and overwhelming.
Every time you go to have a beer or drink something, you have to decide, does this brand agree with my politics or not? I mean, that gets old.
Especially when the messages seem like a ploy to turn a profit. Remember that Pepsi ad where Kendall Jenner unifies Black Lives Matter protesters and police with a fizzy drink?
Consumers see right through that.
They see through insincerity. Cynthia Clark, who authored the Bentley Gallup study, says consumers are more interested in topics that connect with a brand's identity. Climate change is high on that list, maybe because manufacturing can have a heavy carbon footprint. Consumers also care about mental health and the way companies support their own workers.
Companies do have some sort of control over that, right? You know, they provide those benefits.
In the end, consumers also just have different standards for different products. Maybe we don't care what our toothpaste says about us, but we do care about what our shoes say as we walk through the world in them. Marcus Collins, author of For the Culture, says Nike's deal with Colin Kaepernick was controversial, but consistent with the brand and customer.
The people who saw the world similarly said, oh, well, I stand with Cap, and therefore I'm buying more Nikes.
He says Nike took consumption and turned it into a way for customers to show off their values. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.